This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Tomorrow, three Washington counties will be back in phase two of the state's pandemic reopening plan. Governor Jay Inslee's office announced this week that Pierce, Cowlitz, and Whitman counties had case counts or hospitalization rates that warranted things like lower restaurant capacity, tighter limits on indoor gatherings, and other steps. This is a step backward and one that has deeply concerned many business owners, especially restaurants whose dining rooms, for example, are now limited to 25% capacity. House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox said in a statement earlier this week that the governor is, quote, punishing people who have followed the rules, and that people in the three counties rolling back to phase two will face more challenges through no fault of their own. He joins me now to talk about it. Representative Wilcox, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
The governor's office would probably say this is not punitive, just a public safety decision based on metrics, that it's not about following the rules or not, but rather what the case counts and hospitalization rates are.
Well, I think that probably the people that will be affected just when they are beginning to recover feel punished. Maybe that wasn't the governor's intent, but I think it's worth trying to distinguish between where we are in the pandemic now versus where we were 8, 9, 10 months ago. And the situation in Pierce County, like it is in a lot of counties, is that people that are vulnerable have had 3 months now to be vaccinated, and a pretty high proportion of them are. We've also looked carefully at both statewide and Pierce County-wide statistics in terms of hospital capacity. They are not being stretched, and there's plenty of capacity to handle any increase in cases, although we're really not seeing those.
Your district includes part of Pierce County. What are you hearing from constituents there?
Well, I think that actually people are feeling like this has become excessive, and I think their feelings of cooperation is declining compared to what it was a year ago. And also the sense that if they have been vaccinated or if they are conducting their lives safely, they should be able to make their own choices now.
Let's talk about the governor's emergency powers. You and other Republicans have expressed some serious concerns about Governor Inslee's emergency powers. What would you like the governor to do? This is an emergency, even if it's a long-lived one. So what's the thing you'd like to see happen?
Well, I think, first of all, I'd like to see him do two things with these three counties. It's not just about Pierce County. I would like to see him maybe put them on a watch. And if we are beginning to stretch our hospital capacity, then he can take further actions. But I don't think that that's necessary right now. The other thing that I think is important is to set a schedule for unwinding the executive orders that are there now. I think the longer you leave them in place, the harder it's going to be for people to adjust. You know, all of us have come to expect a conventional government with three co-equal branches and an extended emergency that has no end date and has no means by which the legislature can end it, I don't think is the way people expect to be governed in the United States. And this is just a good government measure.
Studies have shown that there are some higher rates of vaccine hesitancy among people who consider themselves politically conservative. And I bring it up because as a GOP leader in the state, you obviously interact with a lot of conservative voters. So I'm curious, what do you say when someone expresses to you that they're hesitant to get the vaccine?
Well, one of the things that I say is, you know, I grew up in the livestock business and I've personally given tens of thousands of vaccinations and it's only fair that I get vaccinated. I do think it's a choice. I have a lot of confidence in our pharmaceutical industry. I have zero hesitance myself, but it's still, you know, I can't imagine anything more intrusive than forcing someone to have a needle put in their arm and something injected into their body. I believe that the best choice for me and my family is to go ahead and be vaccinated. But that really seems like a big step to use the power of the state to force somebody else to do it.
Representative J.T. Wilcox, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciated this. Very thoughtful.